Tuesday was primary election day in Arkansas. In Fulton County for coroner, the winner was Tom Doty with 1,086 votes. Mikhail Thomas Rimby had 1,064 votes. For Fulton County Sheriff, Jake Smith, 1,460 votes. Wendell Lane, 511 votes. Michael Eaton, 236. For Fulton County Judge, Heath Everett, 1,365 votes. Jeremy Langston, 809. For Fulton County Assessor, Kerry Long, 1,679 votes. Jerry Barnes, 462 votes. For Fulton County JP District 6, Angela Goodman, 120 votes. Marjorie Rogers, 80 votes. For Fulton County Constable District 1, Clay Devilbis with 1,068 votes. James Jim Griffin had 721 votes. Vernon Short, 293 votes. For Mammoth Springs School Board, Joe Flynn, 245 votes. Christopher Moore, 118 votes. For Viola School Board, Position 1, Derek Winter, 364 votes. Craig Batterton, 209 votes. In Sharp County, for coroner, Seth Wortham had 1,086 votes. Renee Clay Circle, 1,039 votes. Sharp County Constable, 1. Mike Zeiger with 206 votes. Levi Ratliff, 91. Highland School Board, Position 2. Conway Spurlock, 819 votes. Jason Rhodes, 806 votes. Sloan Hendricks School Board, District 1. Kevin Brown, 29 votes. Chris Jones, 9 votes. Mammoth Spring Board, Position 4. Christopher Moore, 8 votes. Joe Flynn, 6. Melbourne School Board, Position 2. Ty Woodall with 4 votes. Adam Sutterfield with 1. In Baxter County, for Constable District 1 Township, Douglas Stevens had 391 votes, John Pate 215. Constable District 8 Township, Tyler Brown with 440 votes, Bobby Hicks 254. Constable District 11 Township, Frankie Baker with 413 votes, Tony Brussell with 373 votes. For Baxter County Judge, Kevin Liddy, 4,567 votes. Eric Payne, 2,732 votes. Baxter County JP District 2, Mike McDonald with 386 votes. Tia Peters with 250 votes. Baxter County JP District 3, Rick Steiner, 621 votes. Jay Sabella with 366 votes. Baxter County JP District 7, Bob Nault with 334 votes. Brian Andes with 320 votes. Baxter County JP District 9, Cameron Davis with 393 votes. James Baker with 286. Baxter County JP District 11, Danny Woods, 606 votes. Tom Canta with 330 votes. Baxter County Sheriff, Mark Hollinsworth with 3,346 votes. Brian Davis, 2,917 votes. Henry Campfield, 1,012 votes. Viola School District 1, Derek Winter, 76 votes. Craig Batterton, 49 votes. Izard County for Treasurer, Warren Sanders with 994 votes. Brad Felton, 888. Izard County JP District 4, Frank Fowler with 99 votes. Francis Seiss with 56. Izard County JP District 7, Quinlan Edwards with 217 votes. Lee Huff, 24 votes. Izard County JP District 9, Richard Emmons with 129 votes. John Hunt with 100 votes. Izard County Constable Jefferson, Toby Smith with 191 votes. Kent Andrews, 160 votes. Izard County Constable Newberg, Isaac Lee Blankenship, 87 votes. Ian Tibbetts with 28. Melbourne School District, Position 2, Ty Woodall with 680 votes. Adam Sutterfield with 351. Results for the Independence, Randolph, and Lawrence County election are available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. A West Plains man has been arrested on murder charges. 76-year-old Larry Lindemann, who is a former educator and Missouri Department of Conservation outdoor skills specialist, was arrested on a warrant charging him with first-degree murder and armed criminal action in connection with a fatal shooting in November. He's free. A $100,000 bond will be in court on March the 16th. The Missouri Highway Patrol Division of Drug and Crime Control announces the arrest of 46-year-old Dina Bone of Ringgold, Georgia, for her connection with a missing 2025 Wright County, Missouri juvenile. A coordinated effort between members of DDCC, Wright County Sheriff's Office, West Plains Police Department, and Ringgold Police Department assisted with the investigation and safe return of the juvenile. The City of Thayer and Oregon County Commission held a town hall meeting last night at Thayer High School. Thayer Mayor Donna Martin first spoke and talked about business in Thayer. One thing she updated was the effort to get a stoplight at the intersection of Highway 63 and 19.
Two MoDOT officials have asked me to reconsider that they feel that a stoplight would be dangerous and that there would be accidents at the stoplight. They think we need to reconsider and perhaps a roundabout or an overpass would be better. And my response to that was, they're telling me a stoplight is $3.5 million. When Rogersville did their overpass, how many years ago was that, gentleman? 5-6 years ago? Yeah, it was $20 million. So if I can't get a stoplight, I don't think that I'm going to be able to get an overpass.
Oregon County Presiding Commissioner David Stubblefield updated those in attendance on progress with broadband and efforts to widen some roads.
The broadband is headed east. Cell towers, we've got two new ones, one on 160, one at the county line of 160, Ripley County in Oregon, and one down in Dennis's area on 142. M Highway, I don't know if anybody has taken a little trip going to West Plains. They're going to widen M Highway from 160 to 63, like they did 160 from 99 to West Plains. We are working, Mr. Parker and I, we go to several SCOCOG meetings, and we are working on lists to get most every road in this county widened, 19, 160. East, West, E Highway, 142 West is not widened. We are working on that with MoDOT to get them widened.
We'll have more from the meeting over the next few days here at ECNN. You can listen to all of the meeting at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. This week is Severe Weather Preparedness Week in Missouri and Arkansas. The statewide tornado drill planned for today has been canceled because of the threat of severe weather.